From the California Institute of Technology, this is the Lowdown on Science with Sandrit Singh Low.
Imagine dipping a spoon into a sugar bowl for your morning coffee and all of a sudden, the spoon is impossibly heavy, like 2 billion tons worth of heavy. That's exactly what would happen if, by some strange coincidence of science writing, a genre we love, your sugar bowl contained, hey, what are the odds? A pulsar, the ultra-dense corpse of an exploded star. A pulsar may be only 10 miles across, but crammed inside of it is more stuff than you'd find in an object as big as our sun, which is 864,000 miles across. The densest form of matter known in the universe, pulsars are nasty and radioactive, swarming with X-rays. And yet, it turns out, not so unpleasant that they can't form planets. Back in 1992, Penn State scientists discovered the very first planets outside our solar system around a pulsar. More recently, Dr. Deepto Chakrabarty and his MIT colleagues used NASA's Spitzer Space Telescope to zoom in on a pulsar in the constellation Cassiopeia, whose catchy name is PSRB 1257 plus 12. Here, 13,000 light years from Earth, they found a disk of dust and debris containing remnants from the star's explosion and possibly baby planets. Nothing could possibly live on those planets, but it just goes to show anyone can be a parent these days. Ba-dum-bum.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by Caltech in Pasadena, California, on the web at caltech.edu, and by 89.3 KPCC. Support comes from TIAA CREF, Financial Services for the Greater Good, on the web at TIAA-CREF.org.